You ready?
5.
6.
I was going to go 4.
Oh, there's see that. 3. Okay. That was literally like, that was the dancer in me. And then like, I don't know what that was for you.
The,
director.
Doomsday countdown. Oh, for right.
What did you do today?
I got tested for COVID.
Same. I asked you even though I like went with you. And we are
negative. Doesn't it feel like every time you get tested, you're like, okay,
like next level.
Yep.
Like you made it to like the next level in Mario Brothers. Exactly.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
You make it to the cloud world.
Exactly. And I also notice every time I do it, like some nurses go deeper with the swab and then others. And that kind of scares me. I'm like, are the ones that aren't going deep, are those not as accurate?
Yeah. So I've been seeing so many things that there are false negatives, false positives, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. So I want to get tested twice just to like for ease of mind. Yep. I feel like we've gone through this like kind of sliding by and it's like more and more people that I know are popping up
and getting it
and getting it. And it's like, when's it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy it's negative. I'm happy we're both negative, but
we're also, you know, you just got to stay responsible, but it is one of those things. It's like, but we still go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You get it at the fucking grocery store. Anything. Like it just,
we get Postmates. The guy who's carrying our Postmates could have it on the back. Like it's, you can get it from anything.
It's avoidable,
but it's
to an extent.
Not.
Like there does come a time where like there's just a little sliver that I could pop through, but I mean, you can't live in fear.
You have to be as safe as possible.
Be as safe as possible. Wash your hands, be healthy, hydrate. And get tested. It's worth it. It's not as painful as TikTok makes it look. I see so many TikToks and it's people are like,
oh God, you're
like,
so
okay,
dramatic.
Relax.
Are they men?
Megan.
Oh.
No, the one I've seen was a girl. Actually, I haven't seen a guy one. Sorry, Megan. Song of the day. What's up?
I'm going to like kind of mix it up. I'm going to throw in, it's called Lemonade by Internet Money. Don Tolliver.
I heard that.
Such a good one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Mine is Foreplay by Jalen Santoy.
Oh, I love that song.
That's a good song. Really cool video. I watched the video for the first time recently. It's a very interesting. J. Cole vibes. Jalen gives me J. Cole vibes big time, which is great. Like you can't have too much J. Cole.
I saw walking down the street the other day. I saw like out of my car. I'm such like a people watcher when I'm driving.
Did you see J. Cole?
No, I saw like a J. Cole lookalike.
What if it
was? And I literally, no, it wasn't. Yeah, I'm such like I totally like eye people. When I'm driving down the road, I'm like, what do you look like? What's your middle name?
I stare.
What do you do for a living? Yeah, I like try and like put stories to people.
Yes.
Which is so like probably, I mean, inaccurate for sure.
For sure.
But like sometimes I guess names of people.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're so right.
Well, remember that one time we were at a restaurant and it was me, Alex, Alana. We were at a restaurant and our waiter was like super charismatic, hella cool guy. And I was like, guys, I don't know what it is, but his name starts with a T.
Yeah.
I know it. I know it starts with a T. And they were kind of like, okay, like whatever. Like, let's see. And he comes up. I was like, we ordered. I was like, wait, sorry, hold on. What's your name? He's like, Tim.
Yes.
Like sometimes you just know.
You just know. You just get know. The feeling. He was such a Tim.
He was such a Tim. Tim, if you're listening, I love you. He was cute.
Yeah.
He was cute.
Also like 45.
Cute. Back to your point about the, like when you're driving and you're trying to make stories of people, where they're going and whatnot. Monica, my sister, my sister and I, when I was home over the weekend for grandma's passing, as we all, if you're here, you know that, I'm assuming. I think the cat's out the bag. We were getting coffee one morning and we were sitting outside waiting for our coffee. And, you know, we had puffy eyes. We had been crying. We hadn't even seen grandma yet. We were on our way there. And we looked at each other and we were like, what do you think people think we were doing right now? And we thought about it and we just looked like two like hungover 20 something year olds, like puffy eyes from drinking. We were in grungy clothes, like messy hair. Little did they know, we're on our way to go say goodbye to our grandmother.
Yeah.
And that just goes to fucking show. Like you don't know what people
stories.
Are going through. Like when you're at the grocery store, like bite your tongue and don't say that rude thing to the person that might've cut you. Like just, you guys, you just don't know. It's just like, That was such a moment for me and Monica. We were like, wow.
You got to tread lightly.
You do. And I can't sit here and say I don't get all frustrated with strangers. Of course, it's natural. And it's usually a projection of my day, to be completely honest with myself. 100%. But yeah, it was a weird moment because we did just look like grungy, like kids.
Oh.
But we were going to see grandma. Okay. On that note, should we just jump in?
Yeah, let's hop right in.
Last Monday's episode.
After this past Monday's episode.
Doesn't that sound weird though? After a past? So isn't that future?
No. It's because present. there's a space of time between
whatever.
Should we talk about the time and space continuum or what?
Yeah, should we just scratch the whole grandma thing and just go right into that? Could you imagine? No, but after that episode, Alex and I, we felt good about the episode, but like Alex left right after because she had to get home. And I sat here for a little bit and recorded that little bit that you guys heard where I kind of hopped in and it was just my recording. And like, that was really therapeutic for me. So like, I know I said at the end of the last episode, but thank you guys for just letting me let that out. Like that felt so good. And now reading what
we're
about to read you right now, like it helped so many people too. And like
reading through, even just like reading through all of your guys' DMs, it made me feel so much better because I like selfishly, you guys helped me. Mm-hmm. Like it made me feel like I related to someone. Mm-hmm. And it was so good to hear. So thank you guys. Like we're helping you, but you guys are like, if not more, helping us.
Exactly.
With like how much you guys relate to us. So appreciate it.
Yep.
Love y'all.
One more thing before we hop in, I kind of want to just use this second to call out a trigger warning. I think one of the stories I'm going to be talking about does mention suicide. And then of course, as you could probably tell by the title, I don't know what we're titling this yet, but the topic we are talking about death, loss, grieving. So yeah, just trigger warning because it's definitely one of the most touchiest subjects. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll hop right in. Hey guys, I know this may be late after you record the podcast. Nope, not too late. You made it. But my name's Audria and I love your guys' podcast and it's truly something I look forward to every week. Mm. So my encounter with the afterlife happened when my aunt died. I was in middle school and my aunt had liver cancer and just had surgery to treat it. Long story short, the surgery did not end up saving her, and at 4:21 a.m., she passed in the hospital a little after her surgery. What was crazy is that I didn't know all of this was happening, and at 4:21, I immediately woke up out of deep sleep. I didn't think anything of it and later went downstairs to take a shower before school. Just when I got out of the shower, my parents called me and my sister downstairs. They then proceeded to tell us that our aunt had just passed at that exact time that I woke up and looked at the clock. To this day, I still don't know what to make of it. I didn't have any sort of dream of her saying goodbye or anything. It was just a sudden jolt of me waking up and looking at that time, and for some reason it stuck with me. And then when they said that she had died at that time, it made sense in a way. Even though it wasn't her coming to me in a dream to say goodbye, I think it was my body's way of telling me that something important had just happened and you should wake up. Or maybe it was her nudging me, or I don't know. But anyway, keep doing what you're doing with the podcast. I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, thank you. That is so cool. Oh, I
think that was her.
Yes, but I also think it was, you guys clearly have like an connected energy pool. Like not just in the fact that you're related by blood, but like her spark went out.
Yep.
And a neuron in you experienced it because we're all the same energy.
Yeah.
That's at least what I believe. And I know everybody has different beliefs, but we all are from the same ball of energy.
But it was her energy that woke you up.
Yes.
I full-heartedly believe that.
But no such thing as coincidences.
Nope.
Especially with shit like that.
420, there's no shot. Like it's,
that was her. That was her. God, that's so cool.
Such an amazing story.
I love that. Okay. So this next one. This is from Christina. Just a cool outlook on it. It's kind of long, but the subject has to be long. Nobody's just gonna be like, oh yeah, this happened, and like, yeah, love your podcast. Like these are all gonna be long. Hey Kristen and Alex, I love your podcast and how real you both are. I don't mind if you use my first name, Christina. Episode 7 hit home for me. On a side note, I definitely started crying when you did, and your grandma sounds so, so awesome, and I'm glad that you had a goodbye with her. As for my loss, when I was 16, my dad, who I was extremely close to, passed away. It was sudden and unexpected. My family was very much the people who were like, smile for him, he wouldn't want to see you cry. Talk about me having emotional problems and making a traumatic event even more traumatic. No shade to them, though, because it's just how my family is. I'm going to pause right there because I relate to that so much. That is how I was raised with emotion. It was always like, pardon my French, but don't be a bitch. Don't be a little bitch. Suck it up. Don't be a bit like,
wipe your tears.
Yeah. So I get that. And no shade to my family either, but did fucking traumatize me. Anyway, I think it's so important to talk. I can't fucking read. It's going to be such a hard episode. Anyway, I think it's so important that you talked about therapy because I've been in therapy since age 19. I'm almost 25 now, and even more intense therapy the last 2 years. It's helped me so much because I learned emotions are actually okay and even cool sometimes. I'm still working on balancing my emotional side and logical side, but it's all part of the process. On a lighter note, I didn't get a cool lamp experience until I was graduating high school. My principal was given his speech, which seemed to drag on, so I zoned out. And on the mats, we were in the gym, behind him, I saw a shadow and just had a really cool peace come over me and just knew that it was my dad there with me. He's been gone for 8 years now, although it's been very hard, especially around bigger life events. I'm so much more at peace with it. I guess I'm not asking for advice as much as I'm just sharing my story to let other people know that they're not alone and that time does help as well as asking for extra help if you need it. You are strong if you ask for help, not weak. It takes a lot to open up to people, and whether it's professional, friend, or a family member, it's going to help so, so, so much. I'd say sorry for the novel, but I'm trying to apologize less for things I don't need to. So hopefully this helps you guys, or if you chose to read it on the podcast, someone's listening. That was so hard for me. I've like choked up so many times.
Also, yes, women especially, we need to stop apologizing so much. That.
No, it's stupid.
I feel like it's become part of our
gender
vocabulary.
Our fucking gender.
Oh, like, sorry. Hold on. Let me do that. Like,
excuse me. Sorry.
No. Stop saying sorry.
Uh-oh. For stuff that doesn't need to, like you said.
Right. I think loss in general, we tend to underestimate the power of time because we're like in the thick of it when we're going through, when we're in our healing process and we're like, this is never going to end. You know, we tend to look at it, with a negative output, but I think time, like if you just trust in time, it really does help your healing process.
Just the brain doesn't ever want to wait.
I know.
It sucks. You're just like, I want to fix this now. Especially someone with my personality type. I'm such an instant gratification person. If I don't have that result right away, I have a record of giving up. You know, her story about therapy and all that, I think so many people can relate to that. I read it just because purely I related to it so much. Like, I actually want to like keep the conversation going with her. I feel like I can relate to her so fucking much. But get help. Talk to somebody. I can't stress that enough. Talk to people, you guys. Don't hold stuff in. It creates such a rocky foundation. It changed my life, and I don't know how I would be right now if I didn't go to therapy. Mm-mm. Just a few months ago, I just started. I said this last episode, I just don't know how the fuck I'd be right now.
Hi ladies, you don't need to keep this anon, but I wanted to share my experience with death and grieving. First of all, Kristen, I am so sorry for the loss of your grandmother. I know that can't be easy to go through.
Thank you.
I lost my Nana at the age of 13. On the day I got my first period, that was fun.
Oh, shit.
And it was such a hard loss for me to go through after having just become a teenager. It happened so fast. She was diagnosed in May 2010, and we lost her 6 months later that November. I'm 23 now, and we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of her passing. What I'm struggling with currently is the fact that I feel like a lot of my memories of her now are so faded. I know in my head that we had such a strong relationship when I was growing up, and especially the year leading up to her passing, but I can only really remember a few distinct memories of her from the last few years of her life. I'm worried that as the years go by, the memories are only going to fade more, and I'll remember my favorite things of her less and less. I wear the necklace she got me every day, so I feel like she's still here with me, but that's the dilemma I'm currently facing. What's actually kind of scary is that the 1975 song Nana is almost an exact retelling of my experience with my Nana's death. Like line for line. It's freaky how similar the story of that song is to me and my Nana. I try to avoid the song in my day to day so I don't end up crying on a random Tuesday driving to work. But I do let myself listen to it on days where I'm missing her more. Anyway, there's my ramble. Hope everything is going okay this week. Loving the pod so far. Much love, my dudes. XX, Brooke.
That brought a point to me that I haven't thought about. And that's really sad.
Memories?
Yeah. Because it is so like, God, it is so recent for me that I haven't thought about like
how it's going to be in 10 years.
Like losing, like I still have like images in my head.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose those. That's like really scary. Because you also hear people say like, you don't die till the last person forgets you.
Oh, why do people say that?
I don't know. And I don't know, but fuck, I didn't even think about the memories thing. I mean, I think something, Brooke, something you and I could do and something that everybody else can do with the same fear is like, write.
Write and
just keep talking about her.
That's what I was going to say. The best thing that you could do is talk about those memories because mm-hmm. it's speaking them into existence. And if something reminds you of your Nana and you call up a family member and just be like, Mom, this reminded me of Nana. You're going to remember that conversation and you can call that a memory of Nana.
Yep.
You have to just talk about it.
Yeah. God, that hit.
So I had mentioned last week that my grandpa's been sick for over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And I don't have many memories of him before he was sick. I have one specific memory of my grandpa before he got sick.
Yeah.
And I like try to hold on to it because now all my memories are of him sick and paralyzed.
Yeah.
So you just have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what's keeping it there.
That's very similar to the next story that I have too. It's another kind of memory-based one. I think about her grandpa too. The only grandfather I was ever close to passed away in 2010 when I was 9 years old. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's years earlier. Sorry, I just swallowed. So I don't remember how he was before the diagnosis. I handled the death well when it happened, but as I've gotten older and I hear more and more about how he was, the harder I find it to deal with. I feel guilty because I can't remember how he truly was and can only remember him with Alzheimer's, even though there isn't anything I can do about it. My parents always talk about how much he loved me and how I was his best friend and how amazing he was, which I love hearing about, but it upsets me how I can't remember any of that. Different from y'all's experience, but any advice? I love you all so much and no need to worry about anonymity. It's a hard word.
I actually relate to this one so much, like I had said, but one thing that I love doing and ask family members, try and get pictures of them before they're sick.
That's what I was
gonna say. And, you know, like I said earlier, like build stories around those photos,
mm-hmm.
like try and find out the time period and what they were going through, like at what point in the life they were in. And like, you know, your grandfather's personality, like apply that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Like you look at a picture of him when he was your age right now, you can be like, okay, I know what he was thinking about girls. Yeah. Like I know, like
hanging out with friends, like
exactly, getting drunk. Like they all did the same shit. Like write it on the back of the photo too. I actually, when I was at home for grandma, I was going through some pictures, not of my grandma. It was of something else, but side note, I remember Monica and I kind of thinking like, should we look at old pictures? And we just couldn't.
Yeah.
Like we just weren't ready for that.
In that moment, that would be very hard.
But we were going through some other pictures and I noticed my grandpa writes the scenario on the back of photos. The scenario, the date, and usually like the time if you can.
You're very lucky.
That's so cool that he does that.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So do that.
Find photos, make those memories, keep them close to you.
Yep.
And write them down.
I'll join you.
I just want to give you guys all a hug.
I know.
I just want to hug all of you.
I think it's just hearing other people's stories when they're talking about like 10 years later and shit. I'm like, that's going to be me. Like this, this is such an empty statement. It's more of a feeling. There's no word I could really put to it, but just thinking about how like this is something that I'm just going to live with forever. Like, she's gone.
It's like, it's the turning of a page.
Yeah. That's,
it's strange.
Okay. I'm so sorry, guys. This episode's very depressing.
Okay. So this is actually a submission from someone very, very close to my heart.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Definitely. She's close to our hearts in such different ways too. Yeah. Like, I was close to her as a friend, and then like you met her through, you know, something else. And it is very weird how we're both tied to her, but not because of each other. No. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, you, the three of us have never been friends with her at once. Like, we've never been like a trio friend group.
Yeah. But I have my very own relationship with her, and you have your,
so weird to think about.
I never thought about it.
Yeah.
So her name's Olivia. She's an amazing person.
Seriously.
She, in the past year, went through something pretty traumatic, and she kind of just wanted to, say something a little lighthearted about it. She lost her stepsister. I don't know if I told you or not, but after we all went to go view Stephanie's body before she was cremated, we were all standing together on her soon-to-be grave where her ashes were going to be buried, crying. And Tanya, who was Stephanie's girlfriend, gets a text message, looks down at her phone, and literally just gasps. And I'm like, what? And it was a text from Stephanie of a pic of a sunset saying, I love you. For some reason, the pic hadn't went through when Stephanie first sent it a few days before and was finally received right in that moment.
Fuck. That's unexplainable. There's only one explanation, you know, that's beautiful. And I'm sure they all really needed that in that moment. And you saying this memory is like what we're saying. You know, you're speaking the memory again. It's not going to die. So you said you have an ender, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my last one. This one is the one that touches suicide a little bit. Hi, Kristen and Alex. I love your podcast and look forward to it every week. You guys probably already recorded the podcast for tomorrow, but I thought I'd still share.
You guys always say this, like, we record so far. We're literally recording. It's Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Yeah, like, trust me.
You're going to make this, it.
And this is going right up. Like, you will make it. Don't worry. But anyway, listening to this podcast this week, I didn't think I was going to have a story until the end. You wanted a submission about signs from those you've lost. About 2 months ago, I lost a friend to suicide. It had been about 9 months since I spoke to him last when I found out. The week after was one of the worst weeks of my life. I felt so many emotions, and it made me reach out to friends I hadn't talked to in a while. I got a call from my uncle, who was an officer by the college, and my friend went to I got a call from my uncle, who was an officer by the college my friend went to, and he said he responded to the 911 call. And when he arrived, he didn't know the kid, but he had a gut feeling he was someone special. A few days later, my friend and I went to a nearby lake because I was upset, and she sat and cried with me. I went on my phone and for some reason opened up the contacts app, which I never do. And on the app, my friend who had just passed, not even a week prior, his contact was open. When we went to the lake that night, I just kept telling my friend I wish I could have kept in closer touch with him, and that it's making me realize I should start reaching out to people I've lost touch with. My friend told me that this was his way of telling me he was okay and that he isn't hurting anymore. I have video proof of me exiting out of the contact and the app itself, but every time I open it, it was always on his name. I've never had a sign before and never believed them until it happened to me. Sorry if this is all over the place, and I hope it makes sense. Love you guys so much. I thought that was wild. And that's like the phone thing. Like, it's like Olivia's.
It's a vessel.
It is. Because, like, yes, it's
a form
not like a natural thing, but it is something that like our energy does use nowadays.
Yeah.
So it is tied with our energy and
our form of communication.
Yeah, like that's so weird to think about. Like, I don't know. It's just a big light bulb, I guess, right?
When I die, I'm going to blow up your phone. I'm just going to call you nonstop.
I'm going to FaceTime you.
So annoying.
I'm going to FaceTime you. Oh my God. Terrifying. I'm going to make sure I reincarnate into like your dog and just like bite you.
Ugh.
But then like be really nice after. And then bite you.
Do you remember when we were in, it had to have been like early high school, and we were like, we used to say like, when, if one of us were to die, we would turn our skulls into a lampshade and give each other the lampshade.
What?
Do you remember this?
I do not remember this.
Oh, it happened. We said that we'd give each other our skulls as a lamp.
That's so cool.
Right.
Like a lamp, like post.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And then a light bulb above our head. So it's like we have an idea.
Yeah.
Is that what I said back then too?
Probably. I don't remember that detail.
I don't remember this, but
yeah, we said we'd give each other skulls.
Oh my God. Let's do it. But hold on. Sure. What about the person who dies last? Who do we
wait? You know what tell? I just thought?
What?
My brain went, wait, you only have one skull. So now my nightstands are going to be uneven. Shit. Okay. I have one last lighthearted one.
Oh, it's lighthearted?
A little lighthearted-y.
Still about death.
Right.
Go ahead.
As lighthearted as
that's good. Let's end a little more lighthearted. Okay. And then we'll, yeah.
I think it'll just be like, oh, that made us feel good.
Good.
Right.
I need that.
Hello. First of all, love the podcast so much. I have somewhat of a lamp story to share that actually happened while I was listening to the last episode.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
I have a light in my room that has some sort of electrical connection issue and is just generally known for flickering when it's on. When I was laying in bed listening to this episode with my light turned off, hasn't been turned on in a couple of days, actually. Kristen was talking about the moment her sister and her got her grandma in the room and my light turned on. And it's on its own and flickered, then turned off super fast. I've had a couple family members pass away over my lifetime, so it could have been anyone, but I really felt like someone was just saying hi. I really do believe in stuff like this and believe that they're just saying, we're still here with you. I look for signs like this often and find it comforting.
Sorry if it was my grandma fucking with you. I love that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that was a good one to end on.
Just because, like, I love how you said, like, you look for those things and you just find it comforting.
It is pure comfort.
It is. It's like they're hugging you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. In, like, the coolest way possible.
Like I said last episode, like, up until experiencing it firsthand, I always thought it was, like, a little creepy. Little weird.
Yeah.
Little, like, afterlife-y creepy. But now that I know it's someone very important to me, it's like
it's
the coolest thing.
Yeah,
it's not scary. It's so cool.
That's so cool that your light flickered. Let us know if it does it every time we talk to you.
Oh my God, it's us.
Could you imagine?
We're actually your neighbors and we're
telepathy.
Let's just close it out with a big fat thank you again for allowing me to fucking vent about this.
It feels really good to know that, like, we can cry with you guys like this.
Yes.
And you guys are right here with us and you're still loving it. And
it feels good to know that I'm not alone.
Yeah.
It feels good to know. It just feels good to, like, talk to people going through similar things. Like, it was the most comforting response after we posted Monday's episode and just seeing even, like, my personal DMs, not just on, like, Advice's accounts. And, you know, people just
love.
Like, giving me love for having the courage to talk about it. I was like, wow, like, thank you. Like, this is all a crazy experience, but I'm just grateful that my job is a job that is helping me through it. Yeah. So thank you guys. And I know we said we're not going to apologize, but sorry that my energy is kind of down. We were eating sushi before this and we were going through, like, all the entries that we're going to talk about, and I was getting really anxious and choked up, and I don't know why this episode is just so much harder for me. I mean, maybe it's just the day I've had too. I don't know, but this episode has been harder than the actual Monday episode itself, but I'm rambling. Next week, let's do something lighthearted.
For sure.
Any ideas you guys have, let us know. I'm sure, you know, we'll think of something. Don't worry. We'll post, even if you don't give us ideas. But I want to do something lighthearted, funny. I don't know. You guys let us know what you want to hear, because Oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh my God. Should I not keep that in?
You're like a foghorn. You're like off the coast in Maine. You're a lighthouse. Just letting people know that you're here.
I'm a light. Thank you.
Oh my God.
I don't think I said this last episode, but make sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts if you're listening to us there. And check out our Spotify playlist. We put all of our songs of the day on there. So it's a pretty fire playlist, if you ask me. And lastly, make sure you guys follow us on @AdvicePodcast on everything. We check our Twitter for all of the entries for each Thursday episode. So try and move all of your entries over there. I understand some people don't have Twitter though. So Instagram's fine too, but let's try and keep it on Twitter. Makes our life a little bit easier, but yeah. Visual is coming soon. I know we keep seeing this every episode.
It is in the works.
It is. There was just some kind of hiccups with my team and some stuff that they're going through. So life is weird right now, but I promise visual is coming soon. We have a very cool set. It's going to be super aesthetic. And yeah. All right. I love you guys so much.
Love you.
Let us know what you want to hear Monday. Let's be lighthearted. Let's laugh. Let's do something funny. Even if it's not advice based, let's just laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Talk to you Monday.
Bye.